Okay, today's daf is Makas Daf Yud Beis, and we are at the two dots on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, about the fifth wide line or so. Another Ian Shear related to the daf is up online. Gave it last night on OU.org, the Ian Shear related to the daf, about the Chiyuv Knasos. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sixth wide line on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Im Achelo Nigmar Dinu V'chulo. So, the Mishnah said, if before he had a Gemar Din, before the Rotzeach B'Shogeg had a Gemar Din, the Kohen Gadol died, and he appointed another Kohen Gadol in the interim, and then he died, and then he had a Gemar Din, that's okay, as long as there was a Kohen Gadol at the time that he had a Gemar Din. Minani Mili, how do you know that? So Amrav Kahana, to Amar Kra, V'yashav Ba, Ad Mos HaKohen HaGadol, Asher Mashach Oso B'Semen HaMishcha. And he will stay there, he'll stay in the Ir Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies, that he anointed with Shemen, the Shemen HaKodesh, which he anointed with the oil. V'chi hu Moshcha, what do you mean, which he anointed? What, the Rotzeach B'Shogeg anointed him with Shemen HaMishcha, with Shemen HaKodesh? What does that mean? Elazeh Shenimshach B'Yamav. It means he was Nimshach B'Yamav. That's what it means. So Gemara says, my Havel Elamavid. What do you mean? The whole svar of the Kohen Gadol that we said before, that it goes by his death, was because he should have davened that such an event did not take place. But now we're including even a Kohen Gadol who was just anointed during his life, meaning it was even the Kohen Gadol when the Maisa took place. So how could he be held responsible? So Hayalo Levakish Rachamim Sheyigmar Dino Lischus Velo Bikesh. He should have asked for Rachmanis, he should have davened that the Gemar Din would be Lakula. Wow. That's what he should have asked, and because he didn't daven, then the Gemar Din should be Lakula, so that's why he's held responsible. So the obvious question is, what, he should daven that Bezin should make a mistake? If this guy is Chai, if he should daven, I hope Bezin potters him. If he should daven in the Gemar, for a Maisa taking place, okay, you hope the act doesn't take place, a Ritzicha B'Shogeg. But here, how could you daven that the Maisa does not take place? So again, there are various answers given in the Achronim. The Tshuva Me'ava, which is the Talmud of the Noda Bihuda, suggests that maybe facing the Gemara that we had in Sanhedrin, that says that we know that if all the Dayanim say L'chov, then he's Pater. So maybe that's what it means. That if they're all being Nota L'chov, maybe you should have that they're all Nota L'chov. They should all be Nota L'chov, and then Mamela, the result's going to be that it's L'schus. Maybe that's one idea that he suggests, that really...
Even for Galus.
If all 23 say is Chayav Galus, instead of what? Instead of Pater. Well, I don't know if the Dittar is Pater, Galus, or Misa, but that's what his suggestion is. Shibkulan onan l'chiyav zakayhu. And therefore, maybe that im dunu shachayav galus vadihu sheyatsa psaka din apirov im chayvu kulam hayazakai bedini would be zakai. That's one idea. The Aruch HaNer said no. Maybe it just means that he should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him mechila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, punishes him in a different way, does something else, right? Is mochel his chatoim. So therefore, maybe that's what it's davening for, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should find a way out. Mechilas Chatav in a different sense. Either way, it's a challenging line to understand of Hayla Levake Shigmar Yigmar Dino Lischus. Okay, Amar Abaya, we're up to. Which, by the way, I saw yesterday in the Tam Vadas in Rav Sternbach on the Mishnah that we just had about he doesn't even go out for Eidus Nefashos, so he said, how can he not even go out for Eidus Nefashos? So may suggest maybe he just means that. Of course, if he's the only one to help in a nefashos case, he can go out. The only question is, if he wants to go out for a nefashos case, but there are other people that could do it, and he just wants to do the mitzvah. So in that case, we don't let him go out to do the mitzvah. So maybe that's the hechitipsi that he says, but it's impossible. It's not one of the big three. We give other answers, but that's what Rav Sternbach says. Maybe it doesn't apply when he is the only one, because then he would be able to go out. Weiter, Amra Baya Naktinon, we hold Nigmar Dino Vameis Molichen Etzatzmos of Lasham. If he has a Gemar Din and he dies before he gets to Galus, then you take his bones to Galus and you bury him there. Dechsiv, he has to do his time there, whether in his lifetime or after his lifetime, because it says Lashuv Lasheves Baaretz, to go back to live in the land at Mosa Kohen Ezo Yeshiva Shehi Baaretz Aviomer Zekfura. So it's a remes to kfura, because you're in the land, physically. Tana, Meis Kodesh Meis Kohen Gadol, or let's say the Rotzeach Meshogeg dies before the Kohen Gadol dies. So then at that point, he already did his time. So Molich and Atzmosav al Kibri Avosav, then he could take him back to bury him in his family plot. Dechsiv Yashuva Rotzeach al Eretz Achuz Aso, he will return to his family plot. Ezeo Yeshiva Shehib Be'eretz Achuz Aso, Havi Omer Zekfura. So two different psukim, one of them we darshin, he goes back, one he does not go back. It depends if he put in his time in Gullus yet or not. Period. Nigmar Dino, what about this case? Nigmar Dino Venasa Kohen Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. What happens if he goes to Galus, or at least he had a Gemar Din, and then they find out that the Kohen Gadol is not really a Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol is a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza. The Kohen Gadol's father married a Grusha. So you find out he lost his Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. So what is the Din then? Is that as if the Kohen Gadol died? Or not? Pligi ba Rav Ami v'Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Chad Amar Mesa Kahuna. One says it's like the Kohen Gadol died. Mesa Kahuna. And therefore this would be enough. If the Kohen Gadol is found out to be a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, so then that's it. The Rotzeach Meshoge can go to out of Galus. V'chad Amar Batzla Kahuna. No. Bala Kahuna, which means if the Kahuna is nullified, the fact that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, so we realize that he was never a Kohen Gadol. Retroactively, he never should have been the Kohen Gadol. So this isn't like Mesa Kahuna Kohen Gadol. He was never a Kohen Gadol. So therefore, it does not count. It does not count. A couple of points on this issue. First of all, just related to what we discussed last week in the Ian Shear, is this, so some Achronim wonder, is this Ben Chalutza meant to be taken literally? If the Kohen Gadol is found out to be Ben Chalutza, meaning, Midaraisa, he's fine. A Ben Chalutza is a Psul Drabanan. Kohen marrying a Chalutza is a Psul Drabanan. Do we say that because we're going to remove him because of a Drabanan reason, that's going to be good enough to create possibly Mesa Kohen Gadol? Is that possible? Or not, that's just Derech Agav, as we said earlier, from the Ritva on Daf base. That's a suffix that some of the Achronim have. Again, another example of the Drabanan affecting the Da'araisa. But two other points. The Pesachei Tshuva here has a discussion. Pesachei Tshuva here, where's here? In Hilchos, Hilchos Avelus. Pesachei Tshuva has a discussed it in Shimon Shin Pei. Actually, in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. Sorry, not Hilchos Avelos. Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes, Ayin quotes a Chavos Yair. This is in Shin Hei Hei. Ayin Tshuva is Chavos Yair. V'mi shehichzik as atzmol ha-kohen kamashanim. V'yachagach ba oreach echan mi'vdei midinaso. Somebody comes to town. Abba Kohen, wonderful. So for years and years, he's taken everybody's pigeon on Ben money, and he's getting the first Aliyah, wonderful. And then all of a sudden, 10 years later, somebody from his hometown comes and says, this guy? He's not a Kohen. He's a fake. He's a Yisrael. The Amr Shemacher Kolavosav, I know his whole family, they're all Yisraelim, V'huzar. V'nishma Shvua Chamer, and he swears about it. And he swears that within a year, he'll bring letters, he'll bring Edim, that it's true. And then, you know what? Mitok Kachodeh. The guy admitted, after he didn't want to go through the whole process, he admitted that he was not a Kohen. So, im ne'eman l'chalo kudusha. So it's only one aid. It's only one aid that testified about him, and one aid that he admitted. He admitted he was not a Kohen. So is that enough to be mechalo his kudusha to let him go into a cemetery, to let him marry a grusha? He's been machzik himself as a Kohen all these years. So says the Chavos Yair, maybe it's tali on our Gemara. Do you say Mesa Kohen Gadol or Batal Kohen Gadol? Do you say, when you find out the Kohen Gadol, the Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, do you say it's as if he died, meaning it's Mikana Lahaba? Or do you say, no, it's Lamafreya? So he was always, you find that he was nothing. So suggest the Chavos Yair and the Tshuva, Simin Kufyud, it's quoted here, that, no, that's what it's Talia. That's what he says. And Nafkamina also, does he have to give all the Pidyon HaBen money back? Does everybody have to do another Pidyon HaBen? Right, so that's what he suggests. But then the other Achronim quotes here from the Yad Eliyahu that he says, no, I don't think it's Tully on that. I don't think it's Tully on that. Over there, we'll see, in our Gemara, we'll see it's a special pasuk that quotes by a Kohen Gadol, possibly a pasuk by Avoda, that it's still kosher even though he was a Cholo. But here, you find that he wasn't a Kohen. Why should anything be good in the past? Especially when continued at Ben. So no, he said the kasev achavasiyar the sheila nizkar tali beplukta b'makas daf yud aleph v'hisigalag the hasam ubinim sachalal avalom ubinim sazar. A chalal also is different than a zar. A chalal means maybe there was kedushas kahuna in his background, and then his father blew it. His father was machalit, but by a zar it was never. It's never. So therefore, look, oh, halacha lemaisa in this case, the firstborns would have to redeem themselves again. Halacha lemaisa, they would have to do it, and that's why they say the gra, whenever the gra was not a kohen, but whenever the gra used to find a new kohen, used to give another haislam to the kohen. Just to be sure, I wasn't sure if the first 25 kahanim that he used were muchzak kahuna. Maybe they were muchzak. They were miyuchas. He wasn't sure until he found one that was miyuchas. He always used to give another hay slime just to make sure that he was fulfilling the mitzvah of pidyon haben. So that's the pisuk tshuva related to this machlokas. Good. There's something else to say, but let's continue a little bit more first. So lema biplukta derablazer Rabbi Yeshua kamifliki. Maybe this machlokas about butla or mesa is parallel to the following machlokas. Titan. The Mishnah says hayomidu makir v'gabi amizbeach. If there's a kohen that's doing the avoda, then noda shu ben gerusha ben chalutza, and then it comes out, it's noda. Maybe he was a shogeg. It comes out that he was a ben gerusha ben chalutza. He's a chalal. So what happens to all the kavanas that he has done up until today? So Rabbi Lazar Omer kol hakarbanos shehikriv psulin. Well, it says they're all pasul. And it comes out that it was a czar that did the avoda. So all his kavanas are pasul. Rabbi Yeshua says no, don't worry about it. He's makshir everything in the past. So man damar mesa k'Rabbi Yeshua. The one who says mesa, that it goes by now, only in the future, that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Man damar batla k'Rabbi Eliezer. The one who says batla, that it's retroactive, is like Rabbi Elazar. Also retroactive, therefore all the karbanos psulim. So should we say this machlokas amaroim is a parallel to the machlokas tanoim? So the Gemara says no. Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer kuliyam alopliki. Fine. Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the karbanos are pasul. If you say the karbanos are pasul, then for sure you have to hold, in our case, that batla kahuna. That's not up to discussion. But ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. The machlokis is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says the karbanos are kasher. Both opinions can fit in according to Rabbi Yeshua. Manda amar mesa Rabbi Yeshua. The one that says mesa Rabbi Yeshua, that's fine. They both go by today. Mikara lahaba. Manda amar batla. The one that says batla, maybe he could agree. Ad kalakar Rabbi Yeshua hasa. Why did Rabbi Yeshua say it by karbanas? Dichsin is a special pasuk. Barech Hashem chelo ufal yadav tirtzeh. Pasuk in kisavo. Hashem will bless his chel, who bless his avoda. Upal yadav, and the work of his hands, the avoda tirtzeh, will be merutzeh. Afilu chalol in shebo. Even if somebody's a chalol, bidi eved, the avoda will be okay. Aval hacha, but over here where there's no other source, afilu Rabbi Yeshua modeh. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would agree in our case that batla, that mesa kahuna, right? So therefore, only here, I'm sorry, only batla kahuna. He could agree that special did by karbanis. The Minchas Chinuch says that, just on this last point, that this Gemara seems to say, it's pretty clear, that this principle of Parech Hashem Chelo, Fal Yadav Tirtzeh, applies even to the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the Kohen Gadol. We're relating it to this Machlokas. We're relating it to the Kohen Gadol. That's the simple understanding. V'hine Nira, says the Minchas Chinuch in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. V'nira, titi hechi shebe'emes avad HaKohen Gadol, v'yachach nodeshu huchalol, tahavi kemu zar me'ikaro, mikamacham avodosok shera. Sounds like from our Gemara that it's even Kohen Gadol. Even, let's say, what if you find out after Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol was a czar? Right, it's very, very upsetting. It's very, how could he do this? But the avodah would be good, based on this pasuk. That's the simplest interpretation.
Well, what's the alternative?
The alternative is to say that this pasuk elsewhere in the other gemaras where it's used, is not dafka by Kohen Gadol.
That's what I'm saying.
Would you say it only by Kohen Hedya? Why? The Menachas Chedash just uses this gemara to leave the haflah b'tzarachim. Because the haflah, in a number of places, Ksubis Chav Gimel, a number of places, quotes that this principle of ufal yadav tirtzeh only applies by regular avodah of a Kohen Hedya. But avodah of a Kohen Gadol is in a different level, and therefore, it wouldn't be it wouldn't be good. Why? Mishum denihisha nikra kohen l'inyan avoda. He's still called a kohen, mikol makom eno nikra kohen gadol, says the Hafla. He still would have Kedushas Kehuna, but he wouldn't have the special status of a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, I think this Gemara is against. It's against the Hafla. L'fidaiti dvarf tamuim, vish tamitzei ashas demakas sheveisi, t'mavur dinikra gavke Kohen Gadol mehai taima, koshe kasavti, v'tzarach iyan. So again, all the Akronim get into the act here about how do you answer up for the Hafla. You have to say, maybe our Gemara, it's paralleling it to the case of the Kohen Gadol, becoming a beggar Rucha ben Chalutza, l'inyin galus, but not l'inyin avoda. L'inyin avoda only applies to a kohen, but l'inyin galus not. But again, this is that's the Minchas Chinuch Ha'ara, that it seems to be against the our Gemara seems to be against the Hafla. The other point I wanted to mention before we move on is a Ritva. The Ritva says on our Gemara, if you hold Mesa Kahuna, you hold it as if the Kohen Gadol dies. So the question is, Nehi Shino Nifsal Mafreya Mikol Makom Ein Kamisa Mechaperes. How could we suggest that because the Kohen Gadol was found out to be a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza, how could we suggest that he's going to go free for that? The way that some of the other Akronim say it is, are we Darshin in time and Tekra? The Kohen Gadol didn't die. The Torah says the Kohen Gadol has to die. And all of a sudden we say here that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to die if he just loses his position, right? He gets demoted. How could that be good enough? It's like Misas Kohen Gadol. Ask the Ritva. You don't have a Misa Mechaperes. What did we just say before? The Kohen Gadol's Misas Mechaper. Right, that's what we just said. Right in the last few lines yesterday. Gizgalas Mechaper, the Kohen Gadol's Misas Mechaper. So how could we say there's a substitute here? Answers the Ritva, V'yish Lomar, Dipsul Hanimsabo Hamitsa'aro Chashiv Lo Kemisa. Leos Mechaper. Wow. Says the Ritva, the Kohen Gadol is so upset when he's found to be a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza, he's so upset, it pains him as if he died. Doesn't sound like a Ritva. That's what Ritva says here. It pains him as if he died. Chashiv lo kemisa. So again, what does that mean? How could we substitute and say that it could be good enough just because it pains him? So that's what we need the Kavanah of, the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram in Chelek is this, Chelek Aleph Simin Chavav, says, he quotes this, he says, V'nireh. And this is what we need to understand. D'bir ha'inyan hu, d'bibisas Kohen Gadol ikatrei mili. Really, whenever the Kohen Gadol dies, there are two elements that happen. There's the Tsa'ar Misa HaMechaperes, there's the Tsa'ar Misa, and number two, there's the Hafsokas Kahuna. The Kohen Gadol, the chain in the lineage, stops. There's the Tsar, and there's the Hafsakas Kahuna. Generally, those go together. The Misa of the Kohen Gadol has both elements. That's generally how it works. But, says the Dvar Avram, that's the Chiddush of the Ritva. If you have both of them, but separated, that works also. So in our case, there's the Hafsakas Kahuna. That's for sure there. He's no longer the Kohen Gadol. The Hafsakas Kahuna, that's the Iker. The Hafsakas Kahuna, coupled with the Tsar that's Kemisa, that's good enough. So it's not a din in Misa. It's a din in Hafsakas Kahuna with Tsar, Hametzaro Kemisa. So those two things are present here, and that's why it is good enough. Because after all, ask the Dvar Avram, what, just Tsar that's Metzaro Kemisa? What if he loses $20 million? You're also going to say that it's like Kemisa, and therefore the guy could go free? If the Kohen Gadol loses $20 million, any Tsar? No, of course not. But because you have to have both elements. You have to have the Hafsakas Kahuna, the break in the chain, plus the Tsar. So in this case, you have both. But of course, you need the Hafsaka in the chain. That's why it's not going to work for any other Tsar. You know, it's only going to work for this one. Okay. Let's continue. Sorry. Thank you. Says the Gemara Vayter. Two dots. Nigmar Dina Vachulu. Amar Avida Marav. Once we mention Yoav ben Tsruya in the Mishnah. So let's talk about Yoav. Amar Avida Marav. Shtei Ta'uyos Ta Yoav Osashah. When Yoav was running away from Shlomo HaMelech sent his messenger to kill Yoav because David HaMelech said he has to take revenge from Yoav for killing Avner, for killing Asael. So Yoav ran to the Mizbeach. And he grabbed onto the corners of the Mizbeach, hoping that it would protect him. So when he did that, he made two mistakes. Dichsiv, Vayanas, Yovalo Hashem, Vayachazig, Bakarnos HaMizbeach. So Ta'ah, She'ina Kolin HaGagav, Utavas Bakarnos. His first mistake was that only the top of the Mizbeach is Kolate. Me'im Mizbeach Tikochenu Lamus. It says in Parashat Mishpatim. So if somebody killed a Mezid, you take him away. But it's Mashma from there that Mizbeach has a certain type of rescue, saving power. But it's only the top of the Mizbeach. And he was tofes the Kronos, the corners. And number two, Toshin Akolid al Mizbeach, Beis Olamim, only the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash is Kolate. Beis HaMikdash, not for now, but the Beis HaMikdash has various names to it. Beis HaMikdash, Beis Olamim, Beis HaBechira. Rav Soloveitchik has an article where he talks about all these different names, what the difference is between all these names. But number two, he says, Ta, it was on the Beis HaMikdash. V'hu Tav is Mizbeach Shal Shiloh. And he grabbed Shiloh. He grabbed the Mizbeach in Shiloh. So that is why it didn't work for him. So third question, says the Rashba, why did the Gemara give a third question? He killed the Mezid. He killed a mazid, and a mizbeach is only kolad, and most even mishogegs. What's the one of the Gemara's mentioned that one? That's what the Rashban and Tshuva Taf Kuf Chaf Dalad. Sha'alta, you asked me, Lama v'chashu gam keisha tosha chashav mizbeach kolad etilu mazid veinu kolad shogeg kari miklad. So either you say like a Rashi. Rashi says elsewhere that his mistake was that it only says b'mezid when you're doing the avoda. But it does not save a mezid, right? So that I'm sorry. Rashi says it's nisal b'mezid, even shalom b'shas avoda. So that's why that wasn't a mistake. He was correct in that way. Or number two, he says according to Rov Rishonim, according to the Rambam, that says that it might even that it could be a mistake. Haynu dafka lidon b'sanhedrin be'edus v'hasra'a. Ki dekasav tikachen elamus ve'enu mumas ela be'edam hasra. Avo benidon b'mishpatei melucha afilu b'mezid kolate. When would it not work for mezid? That's only if you're chayiv misa alidei bezdin. But if somebody's morid b'malchus, it's extra legal. It's not in the regular Bezdin with Edom and Asra, so then maybe it would even work for Mezid. That's why he was thinking. That's why he did not make a mistake there, because he was more of a Malchus. That's what he shouldn't have killed the other two people that he killed. So that's the Rashba deals with your question of why isn't that another mistake. We'll get to a Rambam in a minute, but let's first deal with another question. And that is, what did it say? The Mizbeach only works by Mesa Megdash, but he grabbed onto the Mishkan of Shiloh. When did Yoav live? Right, it's Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo said, the Shiloh wasn't around anymore. Shiloh was destroyed in the time of Eli, time of Shmuel HaNavi. It's earlier. We're dealing with Shlomo HaMelech now. What kind of Mizbeach of Shiloh was there? So Rashi changes the Gersa. First skinny line. Hachi Garsinon. Vehu Tafaz b'Mizbeach shel Bama. Sha'asa David lefnei ha'aron. Sha'ai ba'ol ha'shenata lo David b'ir David. No, it's a Bama. Right, it's not the E.F. Shalomer, Mizbeach Shal Shiloh. Shu Hayeh be made David and Shlomo. It's impossible to say that Shiloh was around at the time of David and Shlomo. So Rashi changes the Girsa. Says the Ritva, okay, I hear Rashi. Yada, you gotta change the Girsa. But all the old Sfarim have this Girsa of Shiloh. Our Gemara has the Girsa of Shiloh. So says the Ritva, nice Chiddush, that maybe Shiloh is just the code word for any non-Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. After all, Shiloh was there the longest, 369 years, more than any other, more than Givon, more than Nov. Shiloh was the Iker and the others were secondary. So when it says Shiloh, it says Shiloh. But that's what it means. V'yish l'kayim girsas kol hasfarim hayishanim. V'shiloh lav dafka. And let me show you, the Shiloh who Iker mishkan yoser mikulam. V'kulam nitfalin lo. As the Pasuk says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh. It says in Tehillim. L'chein tafas kan mizbeach Shiloh ki Givon tachas Shiloh kam. Givon is a substitute for Shiloh. So it's called Shiloh, even though it doesn't really mean it. Good. There is a problem with the Rambam Shita. I'll just mention it. All the Nosei Kilim try to figure out where he gets this from. In the Rambam, when he's talking about Ari Miklat, he says the Mizbeach is Kolet, and Shari Nemar Bahori Bizadon, meaning Mizbechit Echera Lamus, Michlal, Shahori Bishkaga, Eino Nerag Mizbeach. Right, therefore, if somebody kills Bishkaga, and then he goes to the Mizbeach, and the Gol Adam kills him there, the Gol Adam is Chayef. And then the Rambam says only the roof of the Mizbeach is Kolet, like our Gemara says, and it's only Kolet Kohen, and he's doing the Avoda, etc. And then the Rambam says, Bamed, Ramam Urim, when did we say all this? be mechuyav galus. Somebody's mechuyav galus. Avo mi shepachad min hamelech shelo yahargenu bedin hamalchus. If somebody is worried that the melech is going to kill him, o mi bezdin shelo yahargu harasha, or bez is going to kill him harasha, then afilu zar hare nitzal. Just the opposite of what you thought he was about to say. Even a zar is nitzal. More of a malchus is even easier. That's the kesef mishnah. That's what I'm talking about. It's mamash against the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yoav wasn't saved by the Mizbeach. And then the Rambam is saved, but by Marv Malchus he is saved. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I don't know what he's talking about. Yishla Tamua, Shazu Taina Tova Li Yoav, Lo Mashalotav, Hey Chamru Shatav, It's Sarech Iyun. No answer. No answer. Unless you say there's a difference between Morid B'Malchus and the Lashon of Shelo Yahargenu B'Din Malchus. I mean, Machalik. That's a difficult Rambam to try to figure out what his source is. That's the Kesef Mishnah's problem. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara. Amar, where are we? Third line. Amar Reish Lakish, Shalosh Tauyos, Asid, Sarosh, Rami Litos. In the future, the Sar of Romi is going to make three mistakes. Dechsiv, Mizeh, Bame, and the Min of the Malach. The Malach of Edom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to put all Malachim, all the Sarim on trial of all the other nations. So, he's going to make a mistake. Mizeh, Bame, Edom, Chamutz, Begadim, in clothing, Mi Batzra. He's coming from Batzra. Toesh, Eino, Kolad, Zela, Betzer, Vugalo, Batzra. So Betzer was one of the Arei Miklat. So he's going to come from Batzra. He's going to get mixed up with the cities. Toash inu kolat zela shogig v'hu meizin haya. Toash inu kolat zela adam v'hu malachu. Okay? Arei Miklat only works for people. Amar Rabbi Avo. Arei Miklat lo nitnu l'kvura. And Arei Miklat was not given for kura. The Levium cannot be buried in the Arei Miklat. Dichsev u'migra shehem yiyu levem tumbler chusham l'chol chayasam. L'chayim nitnu l'vlo l'kvura. Only l'chayim. Meisve, but what do you mean? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Shama, shamte adiraso, shamte misaso, shamte kvuraso. If somebody dies before they get to the Arei Miklat, they're brought to the Arei Miklat and buried there. Answer, rotzeach shiny, do all the berachmana. The rotzeach is different because the Torah says, special limud. That's the point, that he is brought there. The Meiri says, that after all, he is only there temporarily when the Kohen Gadol is going to be moved out. The Levim would be there forever. So that's why he is not buried there. Vayter. Kishem sha'ish ha'shir kolates v'chulu, so too the tchum is kolate. That's what the Mishnah said. V'ramini v'yashaba ba v'lo b'tchuma. But the drasha says v'yashaba, it'd be in it and not in tchum. So does the tchum protect or not? So amar abaya lo kasha kan liklo kan ladur. No. The tchum is kolate. If you're in the tchum, the Kohen Gadol can't kill you. But you shouldn't sit and live there. You shouldn't take up residence there. Machlokas Rishonim, if you did take up residence there, could he kill you then? If you're living there. Most Rishonim say he still can't kill him. But still, Lechadchila shouldn't live there. Lador, he shouldn't live in the Tchum. Typically, Dein Osin, Sada Migrash, Velo Migrash, Sada. What is a special, separate din? You don't need a special din here to teach me that. We have a halacha by all Arei Levium. They have a special topographical? What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, what's supposed to be in each part of the land? Topographical? The Enos and Sada Migrash. A Sada, a field around the Arei Miklat, you can't make it into an open area with nothing growing in it. Velo Migrash Sada, Velo Migrash Ir, Velo Ir Migrash. Whereas different amounts of area that have to be around an Ir Levium, the Torah describes, to make it beautiful. So already you can't switch it into anything. So of course you can't live there outside. Nobody can live there. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Lo Nitzarcha Ela L'Mechilas. Ah, what about living underground, in the tunnels? So, with just the Arei Levium din, you wouldn't have thought he could live, you would have thought he can live there. Kamash Malan here, this din is that you can't even live underneath the ground. Fine. Rotzeach Shiyatza Chutz L'Tchum B'chulu Taner Rabbanan V'Ratza Gol Adam Asa Rotzeach. As we said in the Mishnah, Mitzvah B'Yad Gol Adam Ein Gol Adam Rishus B'Yad Kol Adam Divrei Rabbi Yosi Egalili. Right, two levels. Rabbi Akiva Omer Rishus B'Yad Gol Adam B'Kol Adam Chayav An Alav. No, one level down. My time with Rabbi Yosi Egalili. What's the reason? Miksiv Imratzach. Let's say if you think it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Miksiv Yirtzach. No, it doesn't say Yitzchak, it says Viratzach. Therefore, the language is ambiguous, so they darshan it either ways. And the Ritva just points out, the whole Pasuk is about the Gol Adam. So how do you know anything about Sharbadei Adam? Anything about Sharbadei Adam? So the Ritva says, which the Achronim wonder where he gets this from, the Ritva says that we have a Mesorah that everybody else is one rung down.
So if the Gol Adam has a mitzvah, everybody else has a rishus. If the Gol Adam has a rishus, then everybody else is not allowed to do it. But you just hold it as one rung down. That's the Masorah that we have. Wow. Rav says, if Rosach leaves the Eir Miklat, then the Gol Adam cannot kill him. Kiman, lo Rabbi Yossi Eglid, lo Rabbi Akiva. It's against both opinions in our Mishnah. Who does Rav hold like? The Gemara could have answered Rav Tanu Palig, but it says, Hu Damar Ki Aitana. This following opinion, Detanya. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ad Amdu Lefneho Eidel HaMishpat, until he comes before a Bezdin, Matam Aloma, Lefishinem, Avarasak Gol Adam Azarotzeyach, Yochom Miyad, you might think that he could kill him immediately, Tam Aloma, no. Ad Amdu Lefneho Eidel HaMishpat, you gotta bring him to court. You cannot kill him right away. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, hi ad amdu lefei edel amishpat my darshi bay. What do they use that for? Homi bay lelikidetanya. Rabbi Akiva omer, minayla sanhedrin shero echad shaharagas anefesh, shein mamisano soach yamod bevezen acher. How do we know that if the entire Sanhedrin sees Reuven kill Shimon, they can't kill him? They still have to go through the process of accepting witnesses and testifying and putting him to death. Tamalomar ad amdu lefei edel amishpat as shayamod bevezen acher. Right, so that's the what Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Eglili do with those psukim. So again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a Tana out there that says a Gol Adam cannot just go up to him and kill him on the road. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Im Yatzo Yetzi Arot Zayach, Ein Li El B'Mezid. I only know that if he happened to walk out of the Eir Miklat intentionally. But Bishogi Minayin, how do I know that even if he walked out unintentionally, the Gol Adam could kill him, according to the first two opinions? Tamalomar Im Yatzo Yetzi Mikol Makom. V'ha'tanya, but we learned in a brisa, b'mezid neherag b'shogeg gola. Only if he walks out b'mezid can he be killed, b'shogeg. So then, he cannot, b'mezid neherag b'shogeg gola. Right, if he walks out, if he left the area miklat b'mezid, then he can be killed, but b'shogeg he cannot be killed, and the Gol Adam would go to Golas in that case. So lokasha ha'kaman da'amar minan. The question is, do you have that drasha of Yetzo Yetze? Do you say that the Torah sometimes speaks like people speak, with emphasis, and saying an extra word, but don't darshan anything from it? So if you say that, then there's no source for shogeg. And therefore, he cannot kill him b'shogeg. He thinks he has a heter to kill him. That's why he's not going to be chayav misa, because he thinks he has a heter to kill him, so it'll be considered a shogeg. But if you say the Torah does not speak like people, so then you darshan each one, and he has the heter. Amar Abaya, Mistavar, Kamanda Amar, Dibra Torah Kalash Bnei Adam. I think it's logical that the Torah speaks like people, and therefore you don't have that extra drasha. Shalo yehi sofa chamar mitchilaso, because you should compare his leaving the Eir Miklat to what brought him into the Eir Miklat. Matchilaso, just like what brought him into the Eir Miklat, b'meizin neharag b'shoge gole. If he kills somebody, b'meizin, obviously he's killed, b'shoge gole. Af sofo, b'meizin neharag b'shoge gole. So we should compare the two, even though it's talking about different things. The first one is talking about the act that he killed, the second one is talking about how he left the Eir Miklat. Still, that's the drasha that Abaya says. Fine. Tani chada, two brises. Tani chada, avsharag b'no nasa lo gol adam. A father that kills a son, so then the other sons are the gol adam of the father. V'tani idach, ein b'no nasa lo gol adam. The other one says it does not. Lema harab yosi aglili v'harab yakiva. So let's say, well, it depends, Rabbi Yossi Eglili and Rabbi Akiva. Go to Rabbi Yossi Eglili, who says that it's a mitzvah beyond gol adam, that even a son has a mitzvah. Ase docha los ase. Right? Maybe something like that. You know, you have a chiyuv, you can't be go against your father, but it's a mitzvah. And Rabbi Akiva, who said there's only a rishus, so then he might say that, no, the son can't do it. So Gemara says, one second, but tizvah, is that really logical? Bein lamanda amar mitzvah, bein lamanda amar rishus, bishari. According to anybody, is it going to be mutter? The Amar Rava, Barbar Huna, Bechintan, the very small, we had it in Sanhedrin. Lakol eina ben nasa shliach la'aviv, lahakosa ulakilalaso, a son is never allowed to be a shliach bezdin to go punish the father, to kill him, or to give him malchus, or to curse him, chutz b'maces, except for maces, special din, shari amar Torah, lo sachma, v'lo sachas elav. So how do you answer these steerit? There's two prices. One says a son can become a Gol Adam, and one says he cannot become a Gol Adam. So we wanted to say, aye, that's the machlokas tadam. So we say, no, nobody's going to allow that. So the Gemara answers, Ela lo kasha, habibno, habibenbino. Son or grandson. A son cannot become a Gol Adam, a grandson can. Why? Extremely important Rashi. Last four words, right before the Mishnah. The Einho Muzhar Al Kavodo. A grandson is not Muzhar on the covet of a grandfather. That's Rashi. All right, so this is one of the three or four sources in Shas and Rashi that is quoted in the sugya of Kavod Saba. Right, Kavod Saba. There is a tshuva of the Maharik. The Maharik has a tshuva where someone died and he didn't leave any sons, but he left a grandson. Should the grandson say Kaddish? Is there any adifas for a grandson to say Kaddish? Or is the grandson just like anybody else? That's the tshuva of the Maharik in Shoresh Mem Dalid. And the Maharik says, a grandson is no better than anybody else. That's the Maharik's Shita. And that's what he says in Shoresh Mem Dalid. He says, what does it mean, b'nei banim harihim kebanim? That's regarding Kuruvu. That's regarding other halachas. But it's not regarding the mitzvah of Kibud Av. Omeyachar she'adavar tali b'kibud aviv. Kaddish is a function of Kibud Av. Imke nirish ben haben she'ein chayiv b'kavod zikno. She'harei lo matzinu b'shum makom she'yischayiv ela b'kavod av. V'ha'em ve'eshes aviv b'chayiv u'bal imo v'achiv agadol. Avo ben haben b'kavod hazaken lo matzinu b'shum makom. Okay, he wants it. It's the minhag. But there's no chiyuv. This is the Maharik. Where does the Maharik get it from? Says the Gra, Ar-Rashi. Ar-Rashi is one of the sources. What's the other source the Maharik has? Another source is Gemara in Sota. We're in Sota daf mem tes. The Gemara says, that in the last daf in Sota, that what Rav Acha bar Yaakov took care of his... Rav Yaakov Itfa Beber Rav Yaakov Bar Barte. He took care of his grandson, his daughter's son. And ki gadol amar le'ashken maya. When he got older, he said, "Can you please get me a drink of water?" Amar lo lav brichana. I'm not your son. V'hayna damri inshi revei revei bar bartachana. You know, you raised me, but I'm your daughter's son. Meaning, it sounds like also there that he's saying, "I'm not mechuyev." I don't know if such a nice thing to do. Anyway, but I'm not mechuyev. So these are two sources. The problem is, and this Maharik is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, De'ein Adam Chayiv B'Kavod Avi Aviv, Maharik, says the Ramah, Ve'ein Onirali. Sorry, but I don't agree. Well, I've Ein Onirali. Ella, the Chayiv B'Kavod Aviv, Yosef B'Kavod Avi Aviv. I think you're Chayiv, you're just less Kavod, you're more Chayiv in your father's Kavod than your grandfather's Kavod. Where did you get this from? Parentheses. V'raya mi-medrish. Gabi v'yizbach zvachim. There's a Rashi in Sefer Bereishis where it says that Yaakov gave karbanis to the God of his father Yitzchak and his grandfather Avraham. Rashi says there, why did it say Yitzchak first? Because you're chayiv and your father's covered more than your grandfather's covered. Says the Taz there. Came pirat Rashi b'chumish. V'yizbach zvachim alokei aviv Yitzchak. V'teima ala ma'arik. D'nela mimena pirat Rashi b'chumish. Before is Rashi. So how do you answer the Maharik? Obviously knew Rashi. So you have to say, maybe he didn't think it was, he thought it was agadic. He didn't think it was had halakhic ramifications. But is there any way to put everything together? Is there any way to say that everything works together? There are Gemaras, there's the Ramah. So there are two answers given right here on the page on the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra says, maybe there's a difference between son's son and daughter's son. The Gemara in Sota is about daughter's son. Yaakov Avinu is about son's son. And our Rashi, you don't know. But maybe there's a limit, maybe there's a difference between father, son's son and daughter's son. That's the Gra right here. And if you look in the Yad Abraham, on the bottom right over here, he quotes another beautiful answer. He says, maybe there's a difference whether the father is still alive or not. If the father is alive, then you have to give your grandfather kavod. If not, not. Similar, he gets the same. There's a hakira by older brother. Is an older brother's kavod a function of the father? This is your father's bechor, so you have to give your older brother kavod as an extension. Meaning, does it apply la'achar misa? After the father dies, is there still kavod achav agadol? So same thing here. In our Gemara, the father's dead. That's the point. Right? He killed the father. So does the grandson become a gadol adam? So the father's not alive anymore, so maybe that's why Rashi says it. But that's another answer that you could do. Maybe that's a chilek. Okay.
The question also may be, if the grandfather killed the father, does the chiyuv of covet to the father require his son?
Does the chiyuv, interesting. Does the chiyuv of covet to the father make the son, the grandson have to kill the grandfather?
Right.
Okay, interesting. Maybe that's his part of covet is taking revenge. Okay? I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Mishnah. Says the next Mishnah. Ilan shehu omed b'socha tchum, v'nofonot echus l'tchum. A tree that's outside the tchum of the ir miklat, but its branches are hanging in. I'm saying the opposite. It's in the tchum and the branches are hanging out. The Mishnah says, you go after the branches. Go after the branches. If the branches are inside, then even if he's standing under the trunk, next to the trunk outside, it's still collate. Because you go by the branches. That determines for the whole tree. And the opposite. If the branches are outside, he could be standing inside the Yermiklat. And he can still get killed because the branches are outside. V'rameni, but the Mishnah says in Meiser Sheni, Ilan Shehu Omed. Right, they go to the Gras Girsa, Ilan Shehu Omed Bifnim, a tree that's inside. V'notel Achutz and goes outside. O Omed Bachutz V'notel Lefnim, Mikinegad Achomer Lefnim Kelefnim, Mikinegad Achomer Lachutz Kelachutz. Regarding Meiser Sheni, you go by where the person is. Doesn't matter what's where the things are hanging. Right, wherever he is, that's what determines. So the Gemara says, Meiser Ari Mikla Karamis. What are you asking me? Two different contexts. Meiser b'choma tala rachmana. Meiser sheni is tali on the wall. Are you in or out? Are a miklat b'dira tala rachmana. But your miklat is tali on living. Benofo mistarle. Bikarlo mistarle. You got to live in the your miklat. So you go by royal adira. So branches, you can live in, you can live under, it's shady, but that's why you go by the branches. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Vrami meiser a meiser. Let me ask you, Meiser Sheni and Meiser Sheni. The Tanya, the Brisa says, it's really a Mishnah. B'Yerushalayim alach achranof. The Mishnah says that in Yerushalayim, for Meiser Sheni, you go after the Nof. B'Ari Miklat, halach achranof. And here Miklat, you go after the Nof. So you see, even by Yerushalayim, you go after the Nof. So you're asking Meiser and Meiser. The first Mishnah says, by Meiser Sheni, you go by wherever you are. And here it says you go by the branches. So Amrif Kahana Lokasha, Harab Yehuda Harabanan, Machlokas Tanoim, Titania the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bima'ara Holachachar Pischa, if you have a cave underground on the border, so the whole cave has the status of wherever the door was, the opening of the cave. Be'ilon Halachachar Nofo. So you see, by an Elon, by a tree, you always go after the Nof. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is you go after the Nof. And it's the Rabbanan Shita that says you go by wherever you are. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Aim the Shamas like the Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe, says Tosfos, we say this maybe because it'll limit the machlokas. Aim the Shamas like the Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi Meiser, Lechumra. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Shita isn't across the board, it's just always going Lechumra. Because by Meiser, Rashi explains this, there are two halachas. One halacha is, you're not allowed, once you have fruit of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it anymore onto money. You only let it redeem it outside. Number two, you're only allowed to eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So those are two chumras. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is machmer on both sides. It's considered inside regarding redeeming it. It's considered outside regarding eating it. In other words, maybe he's always the chumra. Ikar b'chutz v'nofa b'fnim. If the nof is inside, ki hechid b'nofa lomatzi parik b'ikar namin lomatzi parik. Just like by the nof you can't redeem it, so too by the ikar. That's what he means by holach achra nof l'chumra. But ikar b'fnim v'nofa b'chutz. So that ki hechid b'nofa lomatzi achra b'lo p'diya. B'ikar namin lomatzi achra b'lo p'diya. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is just a l'chumra case. But it's not a shita that always goes after the nof. El agabi ari miklat. But by your miklat, you only have a chumra in one direction. If the nof is inside, so then it's a chumra on the goel adam to not allow him to kill the rotzeach. So in that direction, it's a chumra following the nof. Ela ikar b'fnim v'nofo b'chutz, ki hechi d'b'nofo matzi katolei, v'ikaranami matzi katolei. But hagavaykoi, you should say he's still allowed to kill him on the nof is outside, but he's standing inside. So again, the question is, how can you say that this machlokes between Mishnah, Eitzes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanon, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is just l'chumra, but it's not a shita across the board that you always go after the nof. So two answers. One answer, Amar Rava, says Rava, where the ikar is inside and the nof is outside, again, the nof is hanging out, bi'ikaru dekuliyamalo pligi delo matzi kato. Then for sure, you cannot kill him if he's standing inside. If the nof is outside, so the ikar part is outside and he's standing inside, so for both those reasons, ka'i bagufo v'yachol lahargo bechitze b'butzroros to kuliyabalo pligi debatzi katole. And the other way, if he's standing at the guf outside, and that he could kill him, the goladam could kill him by shooting arrows at him, then for sure it's allowed, because he's standing outside, and he could shoot him outside. Why arrows? Why not just go over and kill him? The Ritva says, if he's like right on the border and you try to like stab him, he might like fall inside. Not a good idea. So that's why, shoot arrows at him, says the Ritva. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas about? Bimevi ikaro darga lenofo. The machlokas in the, between the two tanaim is between the two cases, even if Rabbi Yehuda is lechumra. This is a machlokas. Can the ikar be a step for the nof? Meaning, let's say the nof is outside, and he is under, the rotzeach is under the nof. Could the goel adam go inside the ir miklat to be able to stand on the trunk of the tree in order to get good aim and shoot him outside? That's the machlokas. Mar savar havi ikar darglanofo. Can be a darglanofo. Mar savar lo havi ikar darglanofo. That's the machlokas. And really, if you work it out, Rashi works it out, Rabbi Yehuda can still hold totally lechumra in this case, and that is what you can still have this machlokas, whether the ikar could be a dargalanof. And Rav Ashi Yamar, my achar hanof, af achar hanof. What does achar hanof mean? You're right, Rabbi Yehuda's lechumra. But when the Mishnah says you follow the nof, it means even after the nof, meaning always going lechumra. You could work out that when Rabbi Yehuda says achar hanof, it means achar, af achar hanof. And really, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda's only lechumra, and you can work it into the Mishnah. What we have to start off with tomorrow is an important tosas that we didn't get to do. The tosas of Amman Aleph. It's a very important tosas. The tosas says that we know from elsewhere that Gagos lo niskanshu. The roofs of Yerushalayim weren't, you can't eat the Karim Beit, the Karim Pesach, the roofs of the Azara, the Gemara says elsewhere, lo niskanshu. So what do you mean you're eating things in the trees here? It doesn't have Kedusha. The airspace, does the airspace have Kedusha above the ground of Yerushalayim? Sounds like from here that it does, because you're talking about sitting in the branches, Meiser Sheni, and does it have the status of an Ir Miklat or not? But we have elsewhere that it's not. A big nafkamina, what about flying over Yerushalayim? What about flying over a Beis HaKfaris? Tosfos has different answers. We'll have to do the Tosfos, we'll have to do the Maharan. How do you understand the Tosfos? The Maharan, the Marsha. So B'ez Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll get into the next section, and B'ez Hashem finishing up the Perek tomorrow. B'ez Hashem, okay, we'll stop here. Again, tonight is the Parsha Shir, 8:45 right here. Everybody's welcome to attend in person. If not, can't be here in person, so then OU.org, it'll be on. And again, the Gemara Shir from last night is also on the OU website as well. Okay, we'll stop here.